All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. Bottom of page, Tuf Lamed Beis. We are on track for finishing the Sefer this week in Meretz Hashem. Milchemes Amalek. So the section on the bottom of Tuf Lamed Beis. Semel Harua Ba'olam Hu Amalek. You know, the embodiment or the paradigm of evil in this world is Amalek. Now, interestingly enough, the Mechaber says, V'hu kinui nosaf li'itzer hara. Now, interestingly enough, Amalek, you know, obviously represented an actual nation. There was a nation of Amalek. It then kind of further grew to represent anyone who possesses a baseless hatred for Klal Yisrael. And then it further grew to discuss, to refer to the Yetzer Hara as well. The Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is also called Amalek. Just like Amalek tries to uproot Klal Yisrael, so the Yetzer Hara tries to uproot the individual. V'hubala Adam kishyesh lo nefila me'amuna, or kishyesh lo sveikas be'amuna. And when does the internal Amalek attack? Internal Amalek attacks when we suffer a downfall from our emuna, when we suffer a nefila, when we fall down, in other words, when we lack emuna, or when we have doubts in our emuna. Kimo shekasov va'al nosa samas Hashem le'mor hayesh Hashem bekebeinu em ayin. So the Mechaber points out over here that again, even if you look in the Torah itself, so Klal Yisrael complains to Moshe Rabbeinu, ultimately, Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu mayin, is God in our midst or not? In other words, they're struggling with their emunah, and right afterwards, the pasuk says that Amalek came to attack. Mazbi Rashi, Samach Parsha Zu Shal Amalek Lemikra Zelomar, Tamid Ani Beinechem. So Rashi comments on the pasuk and he says, Ribon Shom is upset and almost like a shtickle hurt. I'm always with you. I'm always with you. And I'm always here to provide for all of your needs. And you have the chutzpah to say, are you with us or not? So the amazing part over here is what Ribon Shom was saying was like this. You know, that a person doesn't like what God does. I have kindness on God. I don't know why you did this. I don't know why you did that. Why couldn't you help me like this? Okay, yeah, we're human beings. You get kindness like that. To say, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us or not? So that Moshe says, what are you talking about? Of course I'm with you every single step of the way. And again, all the more so for our ancestors who literally saw open miracles each and every day. To say the words, Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu ayin, is God in our midst or not? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can you even say such a thing like that? Chayechem, shakelev bavanoshech eschem, va'atem so'akim elai, v'teidu heichonani. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Okay, I'll send the dog to bite you. And when I send the dog to bite you, you'll cry out to me. And you'll see that I am in your midst. Top of Tuf Lamed Gimel. Hayot Midvar Milas. So therefore again, the Mechaber understands over here that biblical Amalek is a reference not only to national Amalek, but also again to internal Amalek. That Amalek is this state of being that occurs when ultimately again we lack emuna. When we lack emuna, so Amalek is what comes in. What does this mean? Yotzi midvarim elu, aleph, hayetzer hara bali adam kash, rak kasha yesh lo sveikos be'emuna. So first of all, say, and this is an incredible idea, the yetzer hara really rises to prominence when a person has sveikos in his emuna. When a person possesses a suffix, doubt, in his emuna, ava kisha adam chazak beemuna, shashem tamidito, umezuman achol tzarcho, umechakir rak sheyivakishem al kama shetzarich, hayitzahara inu yachal iskarevilav. So we'll say this is also an incredible yisod. When a person ultimately feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feels a sense of connection and realizes that God is always with him and there to help him in any given moment, the Yitzhahara doesn't have the ability to rise to prominence. The Yitzhahara doesn't have the ability to flex its muscles, which I will say, if you think about it on a deeper level, means as follows. That when a person has emunah, there's a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there's a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then by definition, again, the Yitzhahara doesn't have the ability to rear its ugly head. Base, take of Sha'adam Nofal Me'amuna, Ba'os Alav Tsaros La'oro, Lachzor Alamuna V'litzvak Al Hashem. And this is the concept we've been focusing on the last couple of days. when a person suffers a downfall in his emunah, when a person suffers a setback in his emunah, so what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Amalek. Amalek represents the tzaras in life. But why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Amalek? Amalek is not simply there as a punishment. Amalek is there as an awakening. That, remember again, when Amalek comes, so the Jew by definition runs back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, Amalek just means the struggles that I have, be them internal or external. But the idea is when I have emunah, my yitzhara is kept in check. When I lack emunah is where ultimately again the yitzhara then becomes a bit difficult to manage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help me restore equilibrium with my emunah. How do you restore emunah equilibrium? That's Amalek. Amalek comes along, ultimately challenges me, and through that challenge, I am pushed back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Amalek, this is the incredible irony, Amalek pushes me towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reestablish that relationship. So the Mechaber explains over here, and this is really, really amazing, that life is this incredible cycle. Where there is emunah and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so life is good. The Yetzirah is kept in check. All is fine. When my emunah is diminished, the Yetzirah rises up. When the Yetzirah rises up, that's when I get myself into all kinds of trouble. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great chesed wants to bring me back to him. How does he bring me back to him? That's Amalek. Amalek represents, again, the different challenges, the different difficulties in life. But what's the point of those challenges? What's the point of those difficulties? It's to push me back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to remind me of the reliance. It's to remind me that I can't go at this on my own. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, to help me through this. Look at the next paragraph. And amazingly enough, how did we overcome Amalek? Historical Amalek. How did we overcome historical Amalek? Through Emunah. How do we see this? Kimo Shakasuv. Vayadav Emunah Ad Bo HaShemesh. Shemosh Nitzach Melchama Al Yidei Tfilaso. So remember again. Let's read the rest of the paragraph. Vod Kasuv. Vayah Kashe Yorim Moshe Yadav V'Gavar Yisrael. V'Kashe Yaniach Yadav V'Gavar Amalek. HaMishtum Sechus V'Shana Sho'eles. V'Chi Yadav Shal Moshe Osos Melchama Shovers Melchama. So remember again, the Torah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu would lift his hands, we would win over Amalek. When Moshe Rabbeinu would lower his hands, Amalek would have the upper hand. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. It's the hands of Moshe that determine the fate of Klal Yisrael in war. So the Gemara says, "Alalomar loch." To which the Gemara says, no, rather Moshe Rabbeinu's hands lifted heavenward were there to direct Klal Yisrael's hearts, minds, and attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reignite a sense of emunah. So when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were raised, Klal Yisrael was connected la'avinu shvashamayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we were successful. If we were not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we were unsuccessful. Hayotzi midivrei chazal, hu shimchas shom shochem es Hashem yizbarach, azai amalek gover chas shalom. So this really, I just think that this is a dramatic eye-opening cycle that very often we are unaware of. Where there is emunah, so again, things are as they should be. I am in a state of spiritual equilibrium. The Yetzirah is kept in check. Where there is a lack of emunah as defined by a lack of reliance on Hashem, a lack of recognition and appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my day-to-day life, then what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He goes ahead and he sends Amalek. But again, what does Amalek represent? Amalek just represents the trials and tribulations of life. And by the way, I want to point out, Amalek doesn't have to be like Amalek. Amalek represents the things that rattle us. Amalek represents the things that are the departure from the norm in our day-to-day lives. Amalek represents the challenges we have. But what's the point of those challenges? And here I think is such an incredible idea. You see, when we encounter challenges, our reflexive reaction is, I'm being punished for something. What am I being punished for? And that's very often because we're locked in a childish conception, a childish theological conception, a childish relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Amalek comes, sometimes it's just the opposite. It's not a punishment. It's the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets us to reconnect with him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands there's one thing which is for sure, which is there are no, as Michael mentioned, right? No atheists in the foxhole, and sometimes it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who creates the foxhole itself in order to be able to get us back to him. So that's why Amalek comes. Amalek is there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes the Amalek challenges are what drive us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to restore our emunah, in order to restore ultimate life equilibrium. Laharim ein av lamalo. Therefore, again, lachin. Look at the next section. Lachin ikrim lachamdo shal yitzaharihi lahapir las ha'adam me'amunah shalo yarem es in of kabe malo. Therefore, we'll say what Yitzhar tries to do more than anything is ultimately prevent us from lifting our eyes heavenward. The Yitzhahara is there to undermine our sense of Emunah. Hayitzahara yodea, shirak ayidei kach, hu yuchal iskaber la'adam. See, also, when a person has Emunah, as we've spent a lot of time discussing, they have everything. When a person lacks Emunah, they have nothing. Therefore, again, if you want to bring a person to his spiritual knees, so ultimately, again, chip away at his Emunah. And that's what the Yitzhahara does. Ki kashera adam yipa min Emunah, Hashem lo ye imo, vayitzar yuchal lishlot bo, aval kashera adam meirim inov klapei malo, umispalo. When a person lifts his eyes and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lifts his eyes and connects, reestablishing that Emunah, azai Hashem yizbarach ozer lo, vaaz ein liyitzahara shum shlita alav. When a person lifts his eyes heavenwards, then ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to help him, and the Yitzhahara has absolutely no control over him. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up bottom of Taf Lamed Gimel Emir Tzah Hashem tomorrow.